took you guys over an hour to get here?
Yeah.
Staying in a new spot or
no, same place we always stayed.
The same starting five?
No, Delonte instead of I said from the beginning of the year we were going to do it.
So this is kind of the longest turn to get some stars?
Exactly.
Do you still kind of hope to be able to keep him, though? You've been playing him a lot more in the fourth quarter, though. Do you still kind of hope to be able to do that, too, with him starting?
Or? The fourth quarter has been just based on how guys have played during the game. So he'll, you know, he'll start, Merrill will come off the bench, and then depending on who does what during the game, that'll be the guy that'll finish the game.
So basically whoever's earned that time at the end is going to be
exactly. I mean, I want to look at both, but they've both had some opportunities already. But, again, it's just that we haven't – Delonte hasn't had starts. So, I mean, it'll give him a chance to, A, play against the other guys' starters, B, play with our guys more minutes, and then we'll, you know, see how it goes. Earl's the one who really has had the starts. Luke and Delonte really haven't had a chance yet. But,
do you feel like you're getting close at all, PJ, in terms of being able to set a rotation that you'd be comfortable with? Is that still way out there?
No. We haven't had Luke, we haven't had Robert Swift, and we just got Kurt Thomas back. How could we possibly be set?
Where's Luke at now? How's he come along? How's rehab?
I don't know. It's not imminent. I don't think he's close, but I don't know what. I know it's gotten a little bit better. He's doing something. All right, B, you too. I think he's progressed to some next, like he's on the court or something like that. But I mean, I don't think we're talking
next couple weeks.
I'll be honest with you, I don't have any idea, but I don't sense that it's around the corner or anything like that. I'm sure. I mean, when Mike starts letting him practice, then we'll know it's close. Mm-hmm. And he hasn't even talked about him practicing yet, so I don't think we're close.
Do you think that moves you guys any closer to needing somebody else? I mean, needing to pick up another guard, or are you safe with the two that you got?
No, we've got, as long as those two are healthy, we're fine. We got enough trying to balance it through, you know, get time for the other guys. I mean, if something happened, I mean, I don't even like to talk that way, but if something happened to Delonte or Earl, no question we'd need to do something. But, I mean, we actually have three, you know, capable point guards, so that's better shape than some people are that way in terms of depth.
Do you still want Delonte to push the ball a little bit more when he's in there?
Yeah, well, we want all our guys to push the ball more, to be honest with you. I'll be surprised if we ever say we're pushing the ball as well as we'd like, or we want him to back off, we're pushing it too much. We're not close yet to pushing it as consistently as we would like to. That'll be something we'll look at with Delonte, you know, starting, whether we get a good push and whether we're getting the ball ahead. You know, the other night we did a good job getting the ball ahead to KD and Damian a little bit. That would be a good thing for us for sure.
Particularly with the opponents he played, though, with San Antonio and New Jersey, who want to slow it down. It makes it that much harder to get going.
I think the hardest thing about getting going against San Antonio was they're a great transition defensive team because they usually only send two guys to the boards, and they scored so many points on us. We're taking